This is Ted Kennedy. Congress is cutting funds for the wrong missile. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, you and I have disagreed for years about the MX missile, but by and large, we've agreed that its smaller cousin, the Midget Man missile, deserves to go forward. The virtue of the Midget Man is that it is small enough to be moved rapidly over broad areas. That way, it can't be targeted by Soviet missiles, and it's invulnerable to attack. By contrast, the MX is a sitting duck. It's too big to be mobile, and so it has to be based in fixed silos. It's so vulnerable to attack that there's always a temptation in a crisis to use it or lose it. And that psychology makes nuclear war more likely. Now, your right-wing friends in Congress are trying to protect funds for MX by slashing funds for Midget Man. Can't we agree, Bob? A trade-off like that makes no sense for our national security.
Ted, the chickens are coming home to roost, right on top of your head. The fact is, we need both the MX and the Midget Man. They serve different purposes, each vital to our national security. That's what Congress wisely decided on several occasions, and what the Scowcroft Commission, the bipartisan group whose work you've praised so often, concluded years ago. But because you and your liberal friends have forced drastic cuts in our defense budget, we're now faced with these dangerous trade-offs. We're robbing Peter to pay Paul when we need both to face the Soviet threat. Partisan rhetoric is cheap, Ted, but making certain our country remains strong and free can be very expensive. I don't expect you to understand that, but I'm confident that most of our listeners do. This is Senator Bob Dole. Why did it take 3 years to get an anti-Soviet film on taxpayer-funded public television? Find out tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.